As you know, last week, and if you don't know, I'll tell you, the United States Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Catholic Social Services in a case involving the city of Philadelphia that challenged the Catholic Social Services' ability to say, no, we're not going to allow children, we're not going to place children into foster care, into adoption situations in a same-sex environment. We're not going to do it. Two moms, two dads, no, we're going to go with heterosexual. And so the city of Philadelphia, others went after the Catholic Social Services. It was a unanimous ruling, which I found surprising. And it's the first big test of religious liberty with this set of justices on the Supreme Court. Joining me is David Kallman, the senior counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center. David, good to have you back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has, Steve. It's great to be with you as always.
Yeah, and so obviously this case, it was a bit surprising to me. I didn't expect the court to rule 9-0. I thought it was likely that they would win, but I thought it would be more like a 5-4, 6-3. But when it wins across the board and defends religious liberty, that's an important win, isn't it?
It's very important, and I think it's a first step on the road to a lot of changes in this whole area of First Amendment law. And affirming the right of religious organizations and individuals to act on their conscience and their beliefs. This is not an action against anybody or to try to harm anyone else, but is simply saying religious organizations have beliefs, have tenets that they stand by, and they should be allowed to operate based on what they believe. It's as simple as that. And the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that that's true, that this religious organization not be ordered.
Right. And I lay the groundwork here, David, because I want to know about the IRS now weaponizing the IRS. We saw this happen during Barack Obama's tenure when he was in charge of the country and Lois Lerner was denying people. I think you know a thing or two about that. We'll talk about that. But I'm going to start with the IRS has denied the request of a 501c3 status to be put onto a Texas nonprofit because it teaches biblical issues. And here's the quote, the Bible's teachings are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates. This comes from the Internal Revenue Service denying the nonprofit status because biblical principles are associated with Republicans. I mean, it is an unbelievable quote to me.
It's mind-boggling, Steve. It really is. And to argue that, if you believe in the Bible, that means you're a Republican. I'm not sure what that says about the Democrat Party, but it's a ridiculous standard. That is not the requirement for anybody to be a 501c3 and have that tax-exempt status. This is simply a scientific, religious, charitable, educational institution that started down in Texas, and they're entitled to their 501c3 status just like anybody else. And now, once again, that the Democrats are in control, it looks like they're going to weaponize the IRS to stop religious or conservative people from gathering together, forming these organizations to, simply inform and educate people.
Right.
And it's a direct assault. And this goes way beyond, Steve, goes way beyond just this one organization. If this is true and this IRS ruling stands, that means every church that where a pastor preaches a sermon on right to life or the sanctity of marriage, or you pick the topic, that church is going to lose its tax-exempt status.
And well, make no mistake, David, that's been a drive of the left for a long time. They hate the idea that churches and synagogues have tax-exempt status. They want to be able to tax that because that way they can be more equitable with everybody that's not a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim, whatever the case might be. They want to be able to, be more equitable because they think those places, they hate the idea of the tax-exempt status. In fact, I want to read for you here. It's called Christians Engaged. They're the ones denied in Garland, Texas. Their mission statement, if you will, to awaken, motivate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ to pray for our nation and our elected officials regularly, vote in every election, to impact our culture and engage our hearts in some forms of political education or activism for the furtherance of our nation. Sounds like it's a non-partisan, non-profit, non-denominational organization, it sounds like to me, being attacked because, well, people that believe the Bible are Republicans. I mean, it is just so unbelievable. But share with the people here your experience when the IRS was weaponized during the Obama administration.
Right. Many of you might remember Lois Lerner, the infamous Lois Lerner, who was denying Christian organizations, religious organizations, Republican organizations their tax-exempt status and was caught doing it. And a lot of backlash at the time when President Obama was in office. We ran into that. We applied through Salt Lake Global and Great Lakes Justice Center for our 501c status, and we were initially denied for many of these same reasons that we've been talking about here. And we had to fight through a process and get some help from political allies in Washington, D.C., and we eventually got our exemption. But it's ridiculous that that the IRS feels it can just pick and choose, you know, their buddies, their pals, you know, their Antifa folks or whoever else wants to apply. They can get their status without a blink of an eye. But you or I try to file for something, Steve, they're going to fight us tooth and nail. It's outrageous, and it should stop. People need to let the Biden administration know to stop weaponizing the IRS.
Well, what can be done about it? I mean, fighting the IRS might be one of the more difficult things that's available to the average citizen on any given day. You've got this enormous agency, and they come after you, they say, we're going to deny you this, or we want to audit that. And now they're hiring, I think, 87,000 new agents just for fun for the rest of us. And with the IRS, you are considered guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. That's the way it operates for anybody that's had anything to do with the Internal Revenue Service. You know it, so do I. So how can you change any of this?
Well, again, it takes a combination of a lot of things. Getting pressure politically through your representatives, through those who can put pressure on. Remember who funds the IRS. It's Congress. They hold the purse strings here. And also, people have a vote. They have a right to politically and to vote out people who believe in this type of destructive policy. And the IRS.
So, David, we lost a little bit of what you said there. Repeat that. We've got about 30 seconds left. We lost the last couple of seconds of what you said there.
Yeah, it's just people need to understand that the IRS is not there to pick winners and losers.
Yeah, and they shouldn't.
They're there to make sure everybody has a charitable, religious, scientific, educational purpose. This group in Texas does. We did. And I don't care if you're someone who supports the Democrat Party. You could be ACORN. Whoever, you have just as much a right to have your tax-exempt status as we do. Stop playing political the IRS.
There you go. David Kallman, greatly appreciate you being here, as always, for Salt and Light Global today, and sometimes for Kallman Law, depends on which hat he's wearing. But always appreciate your insights, David. Very well thought out and very well delivered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me, Steve. See ya.
Always appreciated. This part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. You can lose weight. You can feel great. Get your blood pressure down. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. The worst situation heading into the pandemic was being overweight. Don't let that happen again. GruberHealth.com. It's free to look. What are you waiting for? We'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.